Posse, we have the great zchus, the Shabbos, to read Parshas Kisavo, and the parsha begins with the mitzvah of Bikurim, the obligation for the Jewish farmer to go out and bring his first fruit. The Mishnah explains to us that, of course, it doesn't apply to all types of fruit, but rather it specifically applies to the Shevas Aminim, the seven species which are unique. Teretz Yisrael. But I want to share with you. So the Pasuk begins, Vayaki Savo. This is in Parachavav, Pasuk Aleph, chapter 26, verse 1. The Torah says, Vayaki Savo el ha'aretz asher Hashem lokecha nosein lecha nachala v'yishta v'yishavta ba. And it will be when you will come to the land that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, your God, will give you. He'll give it to you as a nachala, as a portion, v'yirishta, and you will inherit it v'yishavta ba, and you shall dwell in it. So the Lubavitcher Rebbe has a beautiful insight here, in which he explains this pasuk on a deeper level, a pnimiyistic level, and he says as follows: Vahayakisa, he says, Yesh lomar b'derech ha-chasidus, shepasuk ze romeis leklalos avodas ha'adam ba'olamo. One could see in this pasuk not only a statement or a directive regarding the mitzvah of Bikurim, but one could see in this very pasuk, ultimately, again, a remez leklolos avodas adam ba'olamo, a hint to the core avoda of a person in this world. Where does he see this? Vayaki savo el haaretz. So the pasuk we translate, it'll be when you will come to the land. So remember, pashat pshat means that this is a reference to when we come to Eretz Yisrael. The Rebbe understands on a deeper level, remez liyiridas haneshama el haaretz el haolam hagashmi. So the Rebbe says, this is an allusion, this is a hint, this is a metaphor. Vayah kisava ala aret is a metaphor for the neshama coming down from Shemayim, coming down from the celestial sphere into this world. Vayah kisava ala aret, it will be when your neshama comes to this world. So the Rebbe says, you know, we always ask a fundamental question. The neshama, before it comes down into this world, is in Gan Eden, is with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is munachas tachas kisi HaKavod, underneath the celestial throne, is in a world which is all good, which is all beautiful, which is all holy. The neshama experiences every single moment of incredible closeness and intimacy with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So why would it come down to this world? Why should it come down to this world? But the Rebbe asks it even stronger. You know, Chazal tell us that wherever you see the word Vahaya, Vahaya is always a lashon of simcha, always a lashon of happiness and joy. So again, remember, on a pashat pshat in this pasuk, I understand why the Torah uses the word Vahaya, because this is the Vahaya kisabal art, it will be when you come to Eretz Yisrael. So you come to Eretz Yisrael, you're going to have the mitzvah of Bikurim. I understand why the Torah would use the lashon of Vahaya, a lashon of simcha. But says the Rebbe, if we understand this on a metaphorical level, that this is a reference to when the neshama comes down from Gan Eden to this world, why would you use a lashon of Vahaya? What's the simcha? What's the joy? What's the happiness when the neshama kisava ala aretz comes to this earthly abode? And the Rebbe says, the answer is in the next phrase, Asher Hashem Elokecha nosein lecha. Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu has given it to you. What does this mean? Me'achar she'iridazu himatnas yado shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Shutova meitiv. The fact that when a neshama comes down to this world, that is a decision of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And everything that HaKadosh Baruch Hu does is letova. Everything that HaKadosh Baruch Hu does is for good. Therefore, bolur she'ein ze yirida amitis. Therefore, again, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu sends the neshama down into this world, it is clear that it's not a yirida, it's not a descent. Rather, it is a stop. It's a stop. It's a necessary part of the journey. Nesigas manis, it's a necessary part of the journey. Ultimately, again, for the neshama to spend a small amount of time here in this world to accomplish something before it goes back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, before it goes back to the celestial abode. So you see what's happening in this pasuk, says the Rebbe, Vahaya kisavo al aretz. It will be when a neshama comes down from Gan Eden into this world. Hai v'hayaz lashon simcha, lashon of happiness. Why would there be happiness when a neshama leaves the celestial abode to come down to this world? Asher Hashem alkecha nosein lecha. Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu placed me here. And if HaKadosh Baruch Hu placed me here, all that HaKadosh Baruch Hu does is Tov. All that HaKadosh Baruch Hu does is good. And therefore, if HaKadosh Baruch Hu places me here, that means that there is a beauty, that there is a joy, that there is a simcha, that there is a good kite, that there is a holiness in my time here in this world. Nosein lecha nachala. Furthermore, again, don't think that it's a bidi eved. Don't think that it's okay if you can't be in Shemayim, the next best thing is to be in this world. No, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives me this world as a nachala. Ultimately, again, as an inheritance. Just like when a child receives an inheritance from a parent, that is their destined portion. So understand it is the destiny of the neshama to come down to this world. But there's one last piece, says the Rebbe. V'yirishta v'yashavta ba. So he focuses on this yashavta ba. The Rebbe says, what does it mean you will dwell in it? He says, v'yashavta ba. He says, yeshiva. To dwell doesn't just mean to live somewhere. But to dwell, he says, means hishtadlus umma'amatz. To have yeshiva, to have a dwelling place, you have to work for it. He says, Elihi doreshes pu'ula ha'aliyah shebesofa shal yirida, eino ba'a me'eleha, Elihi doreshes pu'ula shal yeshiva, hishtadlus umma'amatz. So the Rebbe says, yeshiva doesn't just mean to be somewhere. Yeshiva means ultimately, again, to be somewhere and to work to maximize those circumstances. So the Rebbe therefore says, the end of the pasuk says, V'yirishte v'yashavta ba, HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells the neshama, I've placed you in this world because you have something to accomplish. I've placed you in this world because it's your nachala, it's your inheritance, it's your destiny. You have something great to do in this earthly abode, but v'yashavta ba, you're going to have to work. Whatever you're going to accomplish in this world is not going to come easy. Whatever you're going to acquire in this world is not going to be handed to you on a silver platter. The yeshavta ba, you have to work for it. And therefore it turns out that Rebbe teaches us an incredibly profound and powerful lesson embedded in this beautiful mitzvah of Bikurim. You see, we just thought the pasuk was telling us, Vayaki Savar ala aretz, when you will come to the land, a reference to Eretz Yisrael, Asher Hashem alakecha nosein lecha nachala, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives you as your inheritance, v'yashavta, but you'll dwell in it. Beautiful pasuk, the Rebbe says, no, it's so much more. Vayaki Savar ala aretz, and it will be when your soul, when your neshama, comes down to this earthly abode. You'll say to yourself, Givalt, I don't want my neshama to leave Gan Eden. I want to stay in Gan Eden. Kadosh Baruch Hu, why are you punishing me? Why are you doing this to me? Why are you casting me away? Says the pasuk, Asher Hashem Elokecha nosein lecha nachala. It's a nachala. Kadosh Baruch Hu sends us down to this world because we have a destiny to actualize. We have great things to accomplish. We have great things to do. Ultimately, things that could not be accomplished if we were to remain in the earthly abode. Things which could not be accomplished if we remained in Gan Eden. Things which could only be accomplished ultimately if we go ahead and we come down to this world. We have to come down to this world in order to be able to accomplish. But, v'yashavta ba. But if you want to accomplish, you have to be willing to work hard. If you want to accomplish, you can't just sit around. V'yashavta ba means ma'amatz. You have to roll up your sleeves and you have to make things happen. Each of us are here for a reason. And each of us are in this world for a purpose. But that purpose can only be discovered if we work. That purpose can only be discovered if we push ourselves. That purpose can only be discovered if we go ahead and we try to figure out what it is every single day. And if we try to figure out what our destiny is, what our purpose is, what our shlichus is in this world. One thing is clear, which is we're here for a purpose. Otherwise, HaKadosh Baruch Hu would not have dispatched our neshamos from the beautiful holy bliss of Gan Eden to come down into this world. It's now our job ultimately to figure out why we're here. And the truth is, even on a more personal level, sometimes we find ourselves in circumstances and we wonder, why would HaKadosh Baruch Hu place us in these circumstances? There's circumstances often not of our choosing. There's circumstances that are often compromised on many different levels. Just like HaKadosh Baruch Hu sends our neshama down from this world, making us leave the beautiful holiness of Gan Eden because you have something to accomplish here, when we find ourselves in different circumstances, it's important for us to understand and remember that HaKadosh Baruch Hu placed us in those circumstances because there is something for us to accomplish, there is something for us to do, there is somehow, some way, a way for us to self-actualize in the midst of those circumstances. It requires an incredible amount of effort. It requires an incredible amount of work. It requires an incredible amount of avoda. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu is confident that we are capable of accomplishing. We're here in this world for a purpose. May we be zochem yeretz Hashem to discover what it is. Wishing everyone a wonderful and a beautiful Shabbos.